23-7, the Texans triumph on the road against Cleveland. That means you get a free 20-ounce Texan slush at participating area Sonic locations this Tuesday. After the game, we went inside the locker room and found out all about how the Texans triumphed.
You guys up front made them one-dimensional. How big was that?
It's huge, and that was the game plan going in. So we knew what we had to do, and I thought we went out there and executed well. And, you know, we played as a unit, so you can do that as a defense. You're going to be successful every time.
Do you think they were a little stunned or frustrated by what y'all were doing?
I don't know. You'd have to ask them. But I thought what we were doing was throwing them off their game a little bit. And like I said, that was our game plan. So we went out and executed and did a good job.
Big win just for you guys.
Huge. Every win we can get in this league is going to be huge, and especially from this point on. The more we can start winning, the more we can rack it up. We're going to be in better shape, you know, towards the end of the year. So we've got to take it one game at a time.
Yeah, that part of it, this group of guys, got that out of our mind, man. We never got that out of our mind. We always thought about that. We just knew it was the little things. The execution is what we were. That's how we ended up losing those close games. We look back. I mean, like I said, Coach OB brought us in on that Monday, and we looked at most of all the games, and we saw it was the little stuff, the little penalties, the little things that we're not communicating on. That's what's beating us. We weren't just getting beat by teams.
How did you shut them down so well defensively? First, you made them one-dimensional.
Well, first thing is we knew we had to come in and stop the run and make them pass it. But when they pass it, we make sure we had to keep the deep ball off of it. And I think for the most part, we kept everything in front of us. I don't think they had a deep ball, you know, like that on the big. And they're really, really good at that. And they got one play. I do remember one play that stumped the tight end out the back. That was a pretty decent play. Man, they know to get teams like that all the time, and they've been really good at that.
Put my shoulder down and you know, saw the end zone was right there, so I'm just trying to get in.
How good does it feel to get used?
It felt good. You know, it was it felt really good to get the ball and to be able to contribute. I think it was a good team win.
In terms of, it seemed like the momentum started early offensively for you guys, and it was just rolling the whole game. And I mean, Bill said you didn't finish drives like he wants you to, and you know, obviously you can't be perfect. But it seemed like you guys got going early, and it just kind of rolled and rolled the whole game.
Yeah, I think we complimented the pass and with the run, and the run complimented the pass. You know, it's hard to say what exactly was different this week, but you know, I think. Practice was definitely different. The way we came out in practice this week, and you know, it's just a good team win.
After 2-14, how good does it feel? You're in the playoff chase, 5-5. I mean, you guys, you know, you could kind of make a path this year. It's a totally different scenario.
Yeah, it's good to, you know, be in this situation, you know, in November instead of where we were in the past. So you know, we're right in the ball game and just gotta take it week by week. Have a one game season, and that's what we're gonna do.
Your impressions of Mallett, real quick. I'm sure you've been asked, but the way he commanded, it seemed like the pace of the offense was good. He commanded that whole process. It seemed like very well.
Absolutely. He always had good control of the huddle. You know, just knows what's going on out there. Has a good tempo as far as moving the offense along. And you know, he's definitely become a leader.
What is that arm like in a game?
It's got some zip on it.
I mean,
for sure.
Does it have some steam when it hits?
No. Okay. Yeah, I didn't think it was that bad out there today. But, yeah, he's got some zip on it, and you got to make sure you get your eyes around fast because it's coming.
You watch Ryan Mallett play. You know, what are you seeing? What impressed you from his performance today?
He controlled the offense very well, moved the ball how the offense wanted to be moving. He took control of the game, and he did a great job. We got to win.
What was the biggest thing Kush brought today?
Kush was being Kush, you know, running, flying around, making tackles, hitting people in the mouth, and that's what Kush do.
Seems like your whole defense did that today, though, as far as being physical, getting after those guys.
It started in practice. You know, we built that camaraderie, we built that trust against that scheme within a week. For us, we grinding, all coming together, all being on the same page, seeing the same thing through the same eyes, and it showed. It was able to turn over from practice to the game field.
You say turnover. You actually got another red zone turnover today. I mean, what is the deal with that to this year? I mean, you guys have been phenomenal in that regard.
Bend don't break, man. They ain't in till they end. They ain't in till they cross that white line, and that's what we pride ourselves on, and that's how we go out and play. No matter where they get the ball, they can be on a half-inch line going in. They ain't in till they end, and that's how we play relentless.
What exactly is what was on your head there?
This is my little scarf in my hat, a little new little deal I got, man. just a little fly stuff. You know, I like to look nice. I take fashion as far as clothes and shoes and stuff. That's something that I like to do for dressing and things like that.
Well, you pull it off well, especially after a win, buddy.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
What was today like? Because a lot of people had you guys counted out before you even started.
Oh, it was a great team win. Just to see all that hard work throughout the week and the focus and see it come to fruition, it was a great feeling.
You guys really pounded out, you and Alfred Blue. Tell me about what you guys were able to do on the ground.
Oh, yeah. You know, the line, first, it starts with them. They did a great job, great push handling that front. And then, you know, Blue runs hard as I don't know what. And then I got in and tried to contribute as much as I could.
Yeah, were you surprised at all by how many carries he wound up getting?
Nah, because we talked about that throughout the week. Like, we got to run it on these guys. And I knew he was up for the challenge, and he did a great job.
What did you think of the job Ryan Mallett was able to do start out?
He did really good, you know, took control, he's very poised out there, and, you know, he's a good student of the game, he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, tempo was one of the things that Bill O'Brien talked about coming into the game. He said after the game it was great in that regard. What did you see when you were in there and both, you know, in the game and on the sidelines watching?
As far as the tempo?
Yeah.
I think we handled it good because sometimes we go a little slower than we like, and I thought we picked it up a little. There's always room for improvement. You know, because when you got the defense on their heels, that's when you can, you know, really bust a long one. And I think we did pretty well with the tempo. We're going to get better, though.
What's this win say about this team, or is it too much to make out of just one win?
I'm going to just say it means we're 1-0 this week. You know, I think it definitely shows that we're a hard-working team, but I don't think that was ever questioned. So, you know, it's just, you know, reassuring what we already knew about ourselves.
Thanks, man. Congratulations. You've played a lot of football, obviously. What'd you see today? Team win. What all went down?
No, you know, it was just a good team win. You know, we knew we needed to play, you know, play solid and solid football. And you know, I think we played well. I think there's a whole lot of stuff I know in the kicking game that we can get better at. But you know, there's some stuff we need to work on. But it was a good team win. Anytime you win on the road, you know, it's big. And you know, they're a pretty hot team too. So. You know, we got to fix a few things and be ready to go at home next weekend.
Yeah, you mentioned fixing some things. Randy had that miss, but pretty good bounce back by him on the ones that followed, right?
Yeah, I thought it was a solid bounce back. You know, there's just some other thing. I got to kick the ball better. You know, definitely, but you know, just some things that we can work on and do. And it's good to get a win and know you got some things to work on and you can even get better. So excited about it.
Not to make any excuses or anything, but just bad day. Was it the cold weather? Anything in particular?
Had a bad day, man. You know, I hit some balls that, you know, that felt good off the foot. And you look up, you're kind of disappointed in. I thought I had a really good pregame warm-up, but I just didn't. It's one of those days. Glad we got a win.
Yeah, looking forward, pretty optimistic team you have in here, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, we're not anywhere where we want to be, but at least we're heading that direction. So, I think we're all excited and ready to get to work and see what we can do next weekend.